Thunderbird. Oh my god, here comes Billy again with Travis Barker, Jay and Silent Bob. Hiya mom, Papa's got another chopper. Hi, the helicopter, sitting on the porch with a simple torch, shaking his head. Flock off. Sorry, that's it, back daddy. I know before you left, you told me not to. But I said, don't get kicked up, but get a drink of more. Waka, waka. Anybody seen a doctor? I'm a head case at the opera. And if I say go, then a bunch of famous family members gonna pop up. So my people in the back, move to the front. Push up, push up.
Push up, push up.
To our people on the side, move to the middle.
Push up, push up.
Everybody give us more than four.
Let's do it.
And we are live.
Woo!
Welcome to season 3 premiere of the Naughty Show podcast. Ooh, I thought we'd be canceled by now, but we're back. Yo, if you don't want to know, that is Travis Barker. And I don't know who else that is. Travis Barker. Travis Barker and Yellow Wolf. Push 'em. That song makes me want to go on a crime spree and just wreak havoc.
Well, it felt like a rape was coming. Not gonna lie.
And just rape him. Just rape.
Season 3 is a little bit different. So.
Season three. The rape season.
Yeah. All crime, no cuddling. That's how we're doing. All right, guys, welcome to the Naughty Show podcast. I hope you missed us the way we missed you. We had a couple weeks off. Felt like thousands of years.
Yeah.
Things are great. I hope everybody had a whole great new year. We got some new people to introduce you. Part of the Naughty Show family. But always, we're here at the Joint Studios. Go to jointstudios.com. Listen to some great podcasts I got going on here. And as always, our podcast is brought to you by LASpeedweed.com. LA Speedweed for all your speed weed needs.
What's up, Gino? Rocking G New
it.
Year.
Hey, thank you guys. Glad that you're back. We were lonely without you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too. Well, yeah. We spent a little bit of New Year's together, which was cool.
We got some personal time. We held hands for a little while.
We went over to our good friend Kevin Blatz, and who lives in this insane house.
Crazy.
He got this great house with his girlfriend, friend of show Peaches, and she went over their place, and they pay a pretty penny for this place, but it's
beautiful,
phenomenal.
Maybe one of the nicest apartments I've ever been in L.A.
And here's what I think why. It's owned by gay men. It's owned by gay guys. Gay men's apartment is the equivalent of an old lady's car. Like, if you can ever get an old lady's car, you know it's got low miles and it runs well.
And it doesn't go over 40.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. This place is so nice. It's got like 4 or 5 rooms, huge living room, and a jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi, wet bar.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, and plenty of lesbian sex going on.
Oh, that's what it is.
You couldn't believe what we were walking. I'm not going to give up anyone's names, but it was real, real swanky. He was giving tours, and all of a sudden he walks in. Someone's getting laid in the other room. I mean,
Kevin Blatt's girlfriend Peaches has her own girlfriends.
I think one of the names is out there.
Yeah.
Controversy dynamite.
Controversy.
Season 3, full of controversy.
That's how you got to say, you got to have controversy.
A lot of controversy. Peach is going down on a girl in the lesbo room in the way back.
Some very huge announcements. Should we get into those right now?
Yeah, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Right. First announcement, some of you guys already know about. Starting, I didn't get the boom. Did we get a boom on that? Okay.
Boom.
Starting January 11th, every Friday night, the Naughty Show can be heard live on Sirius XM Radio now. We're now doing one hour out of the new cool studios.
You son of a bitch.
You're going to be there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's going to be great. So not only can you hear the Naughty Show live here at the Joint Studios, but now for you, I don't know, who don't have a computer, I guess, truckers on crystal meth, you guys can now hear us on Sirius XM Radio, channel 103, every Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Wow.
So I'm very excited about that. Thank you. It's always been a dream of mine. I've always wanted to be on Sirius Radio. It's taken a Herculean effort, but we're there. And thank you for that. And now the big announcement.
that nobody in the room except for one person knows.
Oh my God.
Two people knows. Okay.
Who are the people who know?
Me and AJ.
Okay. Oh. All right.
I told AJ just out of the excitement. January 17th, the Naughty Show will be live at the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas during the AVN Expo Awards at Vinyl.
What?
Jesus. Yes. We are an official event at the AVN Expo weekend. Hotel rooms and all. And we're we are from 9.
Really?
Yeah, you won. It's like you won the Showcase Showdown. You're so excited.
You bid within $100, and you won both showcases.
Yes.
Everything she ever wanted.
Yeah.
All right now.
And Vicky, you're going home with your own room, own live show, a bag full of things to fuck.
So we just solidified this. I literally have been working on this, I'm not lying to you, for 3 months. Soon as I heard about this, I've been working on it. And finally, we're going to be there. Everyone you know is going to be there. I believe Doug Benson's going to be a part of it. Red Band's going to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah!
Vicky's going to be there.
Mending fences through porn.
And Gareth Reynolds will be there if he chooses to come hang out with us.
Oh, I'm coming, baby. I'm coming all over the AVNs.
So that's one of the two big announcements.
Those are good.
Those are good. Huge announcements.
Those are good announcements.
Yeah.
Solid announcements.
Right?
Well, you've been firing announcement blanks for a little while.
Right?
Yeah. Giving me announcement blue balls for a little while.
Two seasons of I Can't Tell You finally give way to a series premiere. Season premiere. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if you realize how awesome this is going to be. The AVN, the Adult Video News, has four-walled the Hard Rock, which means every bar, every club, every hotel room is being paid for and ran by AVN.
Oh, my God.
From Wednesday to Sunday, it is going to be a beehive of porn stars.
A beehive.
It is going to be buzzing with adult film stars.
Oh, man.
So this is going to be insanity.
It's incredible. Yeah. Usually they try to keep you out of there, and now you've actually turned it around, and you're welcome.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
It's so awesome. And on Saturday night, I'm going to be hosting the AVN Awards live viewing party in the Vinyl. The award show is going on. I'm going to be in Vinyl, like, just doing their live overflow show. So I'm very excited about that.
Awesome.
I'm honored to be a part of it, but I'm really excited about getting the Naughty Show.
I've never been to Vegas.
You haven't been to Vegas?
Ever? Yeah. No.
Well, you're about to go big, and then every time after that's going
to
suck
To out. Use an analogy in the porn world, your first movie is anal.
Yeah.
You're just fucking kicking the doors down and saying, fuck
you're going up. Anal right out the gate.
Right out the gate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for making it possible.
So, what we're really excited about, and another really big announcement
I'm very excited about.
I don't know if we can get a camera shot of our good friend here. A gentleman of mine, I met him at, you know, let me tell you something. Hugh Moore's episode was one of the best things we ever did. Hunter Moore, right? Hunter Moore's
the
episode.
The Hugh one was good, too, though. Yeah, Hugh was killer.
That was a black comic that I've been trying to get on the show.
Hugh Moore?
Yeah. Hunter Moore's episode was an awesome show. Not only is it our number one downloaded episode, but I actually went to the party just to see if this guy's kung fu was for real, and it's for real. And this is where I met our good friend, Sam Peck. He is going to be...
Yeah.
Sam, welcome to the Naughty Show. You are now Naughty Show family.
Thank you.
Sam is officially the Naughty Show PR guy. He's going to be pushing us, trying to do something. And just to let you know the power of the Naughty Show, when we first met Sam, he had 10 followers on Twitter. Guess what he has now?
13.
40.
Whoa!
Holy shit.
His numbers.
Hey-o.
Naughty Show bump.
That Naughty Show bump.
I was 23.
Yes. So, Sam, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, when I met you, we were kind of corresponding because Hunter told me that the list was full and to hit you up.
Yep.
And I found out very quickly you're a big fan of the Naughty Show and Death Squad in general. So you've been listening for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who are you? Do you like all the shows? Or are you just like, are you a Diaz fan? Or are you? We got our good friend Brody Stevens here.
Say all of them.
Of course, all of them, yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you allowed to say who else you work for?
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, I don't think okay. It's a big. It's gonna be a slap in the head, but look
George
at this
W. Bush.
No, I don't want to do it if it's gonna get you in trouble.
No.
Well, you were kind enough. You work with our good friends who have sponsored Naughty Shows before, the Hustler Hollywood Hustler.com, and you were kind enough to bring us a big fat bag of love toys.
Wow.
How come I'm only clapping for that?
Enjoy.
Now, Gino has been very angry with me because I've never gotten him a fleshlight, and that's not done on purpose, but...
By the way, that's a grudge that only gets held on the Naughty Show.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to bang something.
Yeah. Gino, you're always hooking up.
I want to bang an inanimate object is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
girls in L.A. aren't enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hate free will and life in the eyes. I want something dead that won't move. So we got some great stuff here. And in like Flynn, it's a, what would you say this is, Sam?
You know, it's an older product. Those probably aren't, they're not on the shelf.
You're selling it phenomenally, by the way.
Hey, I'm being honest.
I got to bang like banging an old bro.
So this Naughty Show, it really sucks ass. But if you want to do something, no, this is great.
So it's a great product, but they package
skin
it differently.
Masturbator. Here we go. Give it Gino. That's your New Year's gift.
There you go, Gino.
When you say it's an old product, is this like granny porn? I'm banging granny porn?
Yeah, gilf shit. That's straight up gilf shit.
Yeah,
get awesome. In there.
I love it. Done. Thank you. The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, gross.
Or it keeps on coming.
Oh, my God.
Now, Christmas came everywhere.
Now, my question is, does somebody want a gift?
Oh, God. What is this one?
We're going to give you a very sexy blow-up doll.
Oh, good.
Yay. That's nice.
Whoever you are, I'm going to inflate you and fuck you.
Yeah, let's see what we can get Vicky.
This is the best secret Santa bag ever.
This is great.
Let's see. Let's give this to Brody. Let's give that to Brody.
Okay.
With two flexible love passages.
Ooh.
You can just beat the shit out of your vagina. And look what I'm going to give you. Yeah, I'm keeping this one. I like brunettes. Very nice. I'm giving Vicky, what did you just get? Velvet Kiss?
I just got Red Velvet Kiss, which is a twofer. I guess I got it because I'm married. It's a silicone cock ring and multi-speed bullet. Fun for the whole Pezza family.
And you're getting a Hustler coffee cup.
But that's not for coffee. That's for fluids, Vicky. That's for leftover squirts from the two of you crazy kids.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you something. You can keep that. Okay. Or.
Let's make a deal.
You can take one of the things in the bag. You can take that. That's good for you. You can drink out all the time. Lenny gets something. Or you can go for one of these things that is in the bag.
I think I know what's in the bag.
Well, that's going to take out the drama.
Can I switch the mug for it? Mm. Or I have to switch this for it?
No.
Well, Vicky.
Vibrator.
I know I did.
Great. Well, cocktail waitress at the Comedy Store will have something fun.
Gonna put the cock in cocktail waitress.
Yes, that's it. I have a couple in mind already.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna keep my awesome mug. So thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Want to contact the Naughty Show about any cool stuff, please hit up our good friend Sam.
At Sam Crazy Man, right?
Yes. At Sam Crazy Man.
By the way, Sam Crazy Man, when he was out there at the VIP, had it packed with girls.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about this party.
He might not have the followers, but those girls were following him around that VIP.
Real world followers.
Yeah. It was crazy. I got in there. I'm like, this dude is for real? This party is jumping. There was this VIP section, free booze, any booze you want. I had told him to come meet me down there, Captain Freshly Single. I'm like, come down, dude.
No, this is.
No, I did say text me if it's crazy.
I said, come down.
Well, that's not a test.
While you guys were at the party, me and Gareth were texting back and forth, stoned. Yeah. Should we go to the party? Oh, I don't know. Are you going to go? I don't know.
It's definitely one of those things where I got high and Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares was on. Yeah. And I was like, I don't know where the fuck I should do here.
Such a good show.
The best. Can you make it a fully capable restaurant?
So I went down there, and like, I'm just a weird guy when it comes to, like, I'm not really into the club scene. But I was blown away by how awesome this party was. Sam, how many porn stars do you think were maybe there? I mean, it had to be, I would say, a gaggle. A gaggle of porn stars?
Ironically.
There was enough to keep you busy.
Yeah. There were everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere you turned. And then the next day, I just got flooded. Because Sam would introduce me as actually somebody important.
How good is an important introduction?
This guy is so funny. It's like, you gotta know this guy. He's got this show. It's big.
Oh my god!
That's
awesome.
Okay, you gotta know this guy. And flocking to me, I'm just smacking asses. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I threw in all my favors and called everybody on you.
And boom.
Yep, they're all there.
So now, you're now part of the Naughty Show family. How's that feel?
I feel like I'm.
You've arrived?
Yeah, I discovered my first boner.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh. Sam loves boners.
And if you need something to put it in, we've got a bunch of options.
Well, Sam, we really appreciate it. We'd love for you to hang out during the podcast. And
absolutely.
Feel free. Is Jay?
Yeah, we actually have some more gifts. Let me go.
Why don't you bring him
did
in?
Did you? Did anything come from your night out?
No. Dude, I just got in. I hung out with him. I had the best time. Watched. And it's just like...
Why don't you introduce who this is,
Vicky?
This is
damn, the black man can't get a nice introduction like Sam did.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
This is J.R. Steiner. He's here from Arizona.
Hi, guys.
He runs our naughtymerch.com.
We're so proud. Not only have we added an Asian to the family, we now have a black man in the family.
What is going on? Season 3 is full of new characters.
It's like a Benetton ad.
We're like season 7 of Living Color, where they just all the Wayans brothers are gone. We're just bringing multi-ethnic people to the show. Everybody's represented.
And let's bring in Kumar from Harold and Kumar.
JR, welcome. You are from Arizona?
I'm from New York.
Where in New York?
Rochester, which is like 6 hours outside of...
I was born in Niagara Falls.
That's right. Not Batavia. Something sounds similar to that.
Niagara Falls?
No.
Syracuse?
On your bio, it says something else, but continue.
Thank you. I was born in Niagara Falls. My whole family lived in Grand Island. I had tons of family lived in Grand Island. Yeah. And then I grew up in Cortland, New York.
Yeah.
Just
Cortland.
Outside
That's what it was. That's what yep. it was. Yep. Cortland. Okay.
Bing, 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 bing. And, so we're both New Yorkers. And upstate New Yorkers are a little different than New York City guys.
Why are you pointing this way over here?
Because you're New York.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I spent some time upstate. But
yeah.
There's
doing
a big,
time.
There is a,
literally
yeah.
time. You're
there
doing
is a big difference.
2 to 5.
So, you're right.
Yeah. So, Jay, you were kind enough. You contacted us. And you again, are a fan of Death Squad.
Well, that's how I started was listening to... Well, I discovered this network or this group of people because like, you guys aren't necessarily on Death Squad anymore, but it's still a family thing.
Right.
You know, you guys still have loyal followers like myself. So I started with Joe Rogan podcast, then jumped around to the Death Squad podcast. Yeah. And when you guys left, I said, it's time to hit these motherfuckers up, man.
Yeah.
It's time to help them make some cash. So.
And you've literally sold tens of shirts, right?
Yeah, tens.
Wow.
Tens maybe shirts. Less. Maybe less.
Now what?
Maybe less.
Does Sam have more followers or have we sold more shirts? Which one?
Oh, Sam has more followers.
More followers.
Okay. All right. Okay, good.
But you know what? I've realized that, listen, man, I'm very appreciative of what you're doing. And I think that now... After the transition, I feel like some people were kind of angry at it, like that we left. They don't realize that it was like, you know, again, Red Band and I are friends. He's come with me to Vegas. We're friends. It was just, it wasn't an anger or a hatred thing. It was time to move on. And once you're Death Squad, you're always Death Squad. We do still to this day have the most episodes on Death Squad of any other
Absolutely.
Podcast.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be very hard. I mean, they started doing more Ice House Chronicles, but it literally, it's
And you
be
were
very
just
hard.
On an episode of Ice
yes.
House, like days ago.
Yeah, I was with it was Rogan and Eddie Ift.
Yep.
And Who else was
told
on?
You I'm a fan.
You are a fan. Now, do you listen to all the Joe Rogan podcasts?
I can't. He puts out so much content. Like, you guys are like maybe once every like week and a half, right?
No, we do. Now we're every week. We
Joe
put
Rogan
out one.
Is yeah. a minimum of 3 times a week, 3-hour podcast.
So much.
It's a lot of content. So what I do is I kind of shuffle around. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
I was telling the other guy that's out here, out in the room that basically what I
somehow wrong.
Hey, no, basically what I do is anytime I don't have headphones in or I'm like if I'm showering, I obviously can't listen to any podcast, but there's always something playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that the reality is that a podcast like the Snarry Show will only be able to get so high, because when you start getting into those like 30s, top 30, they're putting out 2 to 3 a week.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep your numbers up. Like Adam Carolla is probably doing one a day. Rogan's now up to 3 to 4 a day. And that, as you should.
I think Marin's twice a week. Nerdist is twice a week.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith's constantly.
Yeah. So you got to put out tons of content. And again, we're now going to be doing 2 a week, but ours will be on Sirius Radio, the second one.
But your content doesn't have to be podcasts. Like, I was talking to Vicky the other night. It could just be a 2-minute thing you do in front of your webcam about some shit that happened that day. Like, people do want content. I've been telling Vicky the webcam forever. Well, are we talking clothes or?
We're trying to push some product.
You're talking live Jasmine, right?
Yeah, live jazz. She should do
that's
live jazz.
That's live Jasmine.
Okay.
Not live jazz.
Oh, sorry.
That's where the pop-up window comes up, and it's just a guy, like, playing, like, an instrument. You're like, no! I'm trying to jerk off.
I was told that you have some questions you want to ask me about my infatuation with interracial pornography.
Oh, I have this. Well, here's the thing. First of all, obviously, I've heard that many times. I've listened to all. Well, since you guys started at Ice House.
Yes.
Since you started broadcasting from Ice House. Am I, like, your dream child? Like, the way I look, this milky, creamy skin?
That's a really weird thing to say.
Just
that.
Answer no, just, the question,
just
Sam.
Just look me in the eyes. Just look me in the eyes.
I'm going to blow up my woman. I'm gonna blow up my lady.
Because this is what I was wondering, Sam.
Are you saying, do I want my children to look like
yeah,
you?
Yeah, would I be the like the product of your fantasies?
I wouldn't have a
problem
with that.
All right, I like that. High five.
The product of your fantasies?
I like that.
I wouldn't have a problem with that. I wouldn't at all. Whoa, look at this.
Okay.
Whoa.
God damn.
God, that's awesome. Let's see the face.
That is creepy.
It's so weird because that looks just like a real face.
Don't judge her when she's not inflated.
Yes.
If she's got good credit, she's my type.
So why don't you quickly tell us, and then we'll bring in our next guest. Why don't you tell us about what's offered on NaughtyMerch.com right now? And
right
I'm
going
to tell you a couple ideas I might have.
Uh-oh.
I got a couple ideas, too.
Yes.
But right now, you got a single T-shirt. It's in small through XXX. XXX, you got to do XXX for the big fellas.
Yeah, and there will be some big fellas, and we love our big fellas.
And the shirts are $20 a piece. The shipping's usually around $5, but I just wanted to give like a quick message to the Death Squad cats. We have, oh my God, I'm saying we like I'm really part of the family now.
You are.
You're it.
You are.
You guys are awesome.
Sam
no,
Peck
but,
is it. We got Asian. It's like fucking rush hour over
you
here.
You guys, seriously, the Naughty Show has put out enough content to last years of listening. And nobody's here begging for money, but I'm saying you guys buy a fucking T-shirt, man. You guys got to think about it like this. You're going to pay $7 to $8 for a movie that'll last 2 hours. You know, drop $20 for the 50 podcasts that you've listened to. You know what I mean? Buy
right.
a shirt. You know what I mean? Support. Show
buy
support.
Buy a fucking shirt, man.
I sent Joey Diaz a box of 50 shirts after I went through all his, Jesus Christ, what's the one with Felicia? I'm losing my
Beauty
mind.
And
Beauty and the Beast, yeah. I sent him a box of 50 shirts just to show my love. And, you know, seriously, Death Squad, you guys, everybody listening to the podcast, show your love.
I just feel that, like, we're about to enter really with this new, and we'll push it on Sirius, too.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
make sure we'll push the shit out of the
Will
merch.
You guys get a good kickback?
Yeah, I'm in.
You guys get a good kickback.
I have a couple ideas. Once we go through these 50 shirts, which should be about 2015,
right.
2016, after that, I think like a hat like you got with the Naughty Show logo on there,
sure.
or a hat with that might be a good way to sell something,
or
too.
Or I think the next shirt should probably be Bring the Wood, right?
Bring the Wood. Now, some people think the wood is a giant erection. What do you think it is? I always thought it was like a 4x4 upside the head.
Yeah, no,
but
it's
I
more.
Have no problem with the other way, too.
Both work, but no, I always thought it was like bring the wood, like you're bringing the wood to the fucking rumble.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to hit you upside the head.
But
what
it could
do
also
you guys
mean like you're. Yeah.
I thought it was cock.
So yeah. So okay.
That's yeah. The dirtiest thing she's ever said. It took season
104, baby.
Yeah. What do you think?
After she says it, I want it to be cock, so I'm just going to stick with cock.
But how would you put that on a T-shirt, though? That's the question.
Oh, no. Do wood like wood, 2x4s. Yeah.
Right. Make it
yeah.
look like wood.
Absolutely.
Literally.
Right.
But the problem is if you have, like, picture Vicky wearing that shirt walking around Hollywood. Guys are going to be like, hey, baby, you want me to bring the wood? All right, girl, I got the wood. Like, it doesn't matter that the wood
we're
is
okay
shaped
with that. We're
see, I don't
like
know
wood.
About that. I mean, after hanging out with Hunter Moore, our good friend, are these girls, they're down for whatever.
His fucking Twitter is so fucking crazy. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
It is fucking crazy. It really is. Like, I can't believe that there was a time where I didn't follow him on fucking Twitter. Yeah, like, what a loser. What have I been doing?
Did you miss the isanyoneup.com era?
I
yeah,
did,
completely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved it, God. Except for the cock. I loved the rest of it. Oh,
except for when the guys God. Brought the wood.
Yeah, except for when the guys brought the wood.
And he said it on the podcast. There's always that girls tab.
Yeah, but
up
I was
there.
Always looking on my little phone. I didn't see the tabs.
Click that
too
tab.
Busy like more beaver.
Got to filter out the dick, man.
It was fucked. And of course, Gino's at the party fuck, all the time. Like, this guy's fucking.
You know, I got to be seen. I got to be up there in the VIP getting everyone cloudy.
Getting everyone cloudy.
I like
God
that.
God damn.
Well,
Gino's killing it.
JR, you're always welcome. Please come back anytime. We'll take some pictures. You can take some pictures as we're going. And we're going to push these T-shirts.
Okay.
And we're going to come up with more. And I just think as people start discovering this show, it will catch on very quickly. And,
yeah.
It's
people want to show love. They want to have a product and a brand and something to wear. They really do.
And you went to my website and you put child pornography on it. Thank
it's
you.
Not true. Not true.
No, you
was
went
the
in
hackers.
There.
That was anonymous, man.
Yeah. You went in there and you fixed the website. So now if you go to samtripley.com, if you can't find the naughty, it's naughtymerch.com. If you go to samtripley.com, you go on, hit the merch button. Boom, you can just order it right through there.
I'm out here working for you guys.
Are man. You in Phoenix or Tucson?
I'm in Phoenix.
All right.
Tempe,
so
specifically.
I go there all the time.
Yeah.
And we're working on getting an Audi show at the, you know where the Tempe Improv used to be?
Yeah.
Well, the guys who own Stand Up Live have bought that, and they're remaking it.
I saw Ralphie May, New Year's Eve, Stand
yep.
Up Live.
Yep.
Fucking Joey Diaz got me in VIP. Listen, so I called Joey. I'm like, listen, I've never asked you for anything. I do Joey Diaz merch, too, by the way. I've never asked you for anything. Can you just get me in the show? So I get to the show. They have a VIP table with my name on it right by the front. Me plus one. We're talking. They cut up like, you
Can
know,
I
shrimp,
you?
Scampi, caviar. No, not caviar.
Did you feel like Django on the horse when you were there?
Did you say Django?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I'm out of here, man. Fuck you guys.
Oh, no, he's on chain.
Leave those shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I brought some gifts.
Let's see some. Is our blow-up doll already fucking the shirts?
Yeah, the blow-up doll
just sucked the shirt's dick.
But I brought like a I brought a shirt pack for you guys.
Let's see
I got one for Vicky.
Oh.
So basically what it is, it's like a standard Naughty Show shirt. But then it's got like a custom, one of a kind, exclusive, really nice quality.
Sam, you get your own.
Here you go, Sam.
Sam's ooing. Oh, he's like, ooh, I want one.
And G Ray, I call it G Ray for G Reynolds.
Yeah.
Gareth Reynolds. I couldn't fit Gareth.
No, that's fine.
There, so.
Did you bring anything for Chelsea, my lovely fiance?
Huh?
Yeah, really the wood.
Nice.
The wood.
You don't touch her there, JR.
Wait, oh where God. Is her vagina?
Right there. Oh, my
it?
God. That's so mean to
what
say
am
to
I
her.
Wait.
You're not
wait.
Supposed to finger it.
Oh, this is a girl's shirt.
Oh, my God. She's on the rag.
Look how nice this is. That's really nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking out for you guys, man. Seriously. I love you guys to death. Death Squad for life.
Death Squad for life.
These are quality.
I'm probably like 15 minutes away from going full Monkey Todd. I'm warning you. I'm like 15 minutes away. I'm going to start breaking
Monkey
shit.
Todd. Just don't start talking to the paintings.
Nah, I love
fine.
Monkey Todd, too. He retweeted me today, so that's my dude. But
no, you're in. Anytime you come to L.A., you
Word.
Can come on the podcast. And, you know.
Word.
And if you're in here on a Friday, you can come check us out at SiriusXM Radio, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
I love you guys to death.
Thank you very much, man.
I'm going to get up and get out of the way and take some pictures and video.
Perfect.
But,
all right, I'm going to figure out how to
get our new and our new guest, our season three series premiere guest. JR, take some pictures.
JR, I figured out how to open up the vagina on this thing, by the way.
How did you do that?
You just gotta
you
yank.
Burst the
you gotta
seal?
Pop that little cherry.
Feel it.
Get in there.
That's interracial porn. I like.
Nobody really fucks those things, right?
And there's no clit to worry about,
some
right?
People do.
Is there on regular girls?
I don't know.
Brody's gonna sit where you're sitting, JR.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I hear a tambourine.
Uh-oh.
I hear a tambourine.
Please welcome from HBO Go! Friend of show, Brody Stevens!
Yeah. Push and believe, you got it. Hashtag Brody Merch, Brody App, Columbus on January 19th. You got it. Push, believe, hashtag unity. Woo! That was kind of a...
Hey, put on your headphones, bro.
I'll put on my headphones and I'm done trampolining. Trampolining.
Boom.
Like the right entrance.
Yay. Yes. Brody Stevens.
Two, check, check. I can barely hear myself. Two, check, check. I get a little more in my ears.
I can't hear my snare. Brody, welcome to the Naughty Show podcast.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm honored. It's my first time.
In the studio, right?
It's my first time at this studio. I may have been on a Naughty Show podcast in the past, but I've done the Naughty Show live once, and then you played my video another time, so I am a part of the family. Thank
Brody
you.
Stevens as Steve Jobs was a classic.
Oh, that was great.
People loved it.
You know so what? Funny. I heard a lot of great feedback on it. I've seen the video. I'm actually considering it.
What are you considering?
I'm considering when I put out my website to have that video permanently linked.
Like, oh, come on, do that. That'd be all. You crushed right out the gate.
Crushed it. Yes. Push. VIP. Speedweed.
Yes. That is phenomenal, dude. That is phenomenal. Really quickly, speaking of live Naughty Show, we're having the first ever gay Naughty Show.
Yeah.
January 31st.
Is that why I'm booked for that?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know it was one of those shows, Sam.
Yes.
You gotta read the fine print.
We're very excited.
There's footage of it.
It's sponsored by Flesh Jack, and we have some huge name people in the show. We have the one and only. I've been trying to get her on the show for so long. She's finally doing it. Sarah Silverman will be in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's a good get.
And I thought about what would gay men love? The one and only Brian Callen. I told him
nice.
To wear
tightest
jeans possible.
Smart move.
That's a good one.
That's
right? Because you know he'll smack his ass like five times when he's riding that horse, and there'll be some creaming in the jeans on that one. So, Flava, this dancer called Flava, he was on, America's Next Top, I don't know. He did the whole
Next Top
stuff.
Gay.
Yeah, and
Next Top Gay.
Fleshjack.com.
Next Bottom
Check
Gay.
It out. Yeah. Very excited. Going to be a huge show. I think Grindr's going to sponsor it.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
How hilarious is that?
That's
you know what
so
Grindr
awesome.
Is, don't you?
Yeah, I use it for my marijuana.
Oh.
You got it. Yes. Steven, Brody Stevens, SBS.com.
This is such a nice shirt.
January 31st is also my husband's birthday.
Oh, so he's got kids.
We can celebrate fabulously.
Boom. Congratulations on your new Naughty Show t-shirt. I have one like that. I really love this shirt. It's so nice. It's like, oh, you got a white one. Do you
deal with it.
That's nice.
Those are nice.
Those are nice.
Those are really nice.
Thank you.
I
and I'm going to wear it tonight when I fuck my new lady friend.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's going to like it.
Gino, I want to talk to you about, because you hooked up Milk Tyson with that lovely, what was her name?
Najee.
Yeah, something like that. Najee, whatever. Najee. She was at the New Year's Eve party.
She was.
And she told me, Vicky, that she had her mom listen to the podcast.
Oh, my God.
And her mom loved it.
Oh, my God.
What? My mom hates this and everything about it.
Yes.
Especially you, Sam.
She hates me? No. Yeah, she probably does. She probably does. I'm like the great corrupter. But I want to talk to you, Gino, because you hooked up Milk Tyson with that lovely girl.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of eligible bachelors right here.
Yes, you solo just, and prepared.
Yes.
Just tell me what you're looking for. You got a menu, you check it off, and we make it happen. That's how it is.
I'm into German-type girls.
Hold on. Thanks to Hustler Cafe, somebody's going home with their very own.
Meet your new German girl.
There you go, Brody. Hey. That's your gift.
And like, yeah, this thing's weighs a lot.
That's
yeah.
good.
Is it dishwasher safe?
Ask.
There's only one way to find out.
Ultra red interior for fantasy feelings. Realistic pure skin. Texture for secure grip, snug and stimulating, sturdy design, super stretchy. Thank you.
There yes. we go.
They didn't mention very sexy to fuck. It looks just like a big.
Oh, cool. It
worm.
Looks like a bunch of yeah. pig noses.
I could use that this afternoon.
Yeah. You could. Will you use it and then come back and tell us how much you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I'll give a review. How is this different from these the other things
the
that
fleshlight?
I see?
They're just different. They're all different. Each one has its own magical characteristics.
But mm-hmm. they feel good nonetheless.
I haven't used that one. I've used fleshlight, and I was like, there's no way anything's going to be better than a hand. I got a hand. It's perfect. The only thing better than a hand is vagina. And I use this thing, and I was like, oh, my God.
And it's safe? It's perfectly safe?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get an STD from it.
Well, no, like, is
unless
there,
you give it to it, then it gives you it back.
Exactly.
But is it all plastic?
I don't know. It's like some weird kind of NASA kind of stuff.
Okay. There's no metal.
I don't think anything sharp in it.
Can you hand it to him?
You want me to just fuck it and tell him?
That'd be no. great, Gina. We don't want to say it, but that'd be great.
Are you going to open it?
Can I do oral on it?
Do you want to eat out that vagina?
Yeah. I mean, I'm good at that.
How do you know you're good? Do you get told you're good?
I've been told. I know I'm good. I've seen... You know, pornography, and I know what these guys do, and I've done the same thing.
Brody, do you...
wow, like, look at that.
So you take notes?
Ooh, God.
That's made by Jim Henson, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Isn't that the thing that they put in Star Trek, the old movies, they put in your ear and it
yeah.
gets your brain?
Yeah, in Wrath of Khan.
But now you can fuck it instead
of Wrath of Khan,
you.
Yeah.
So what end do
Don't
I go on?
Don't finger his pussy, bro.
Whoa, that shouldn't be said.
You know, they're single guys. They need that.
There you go. Wait. Brody, don't feel this. Don't feel inhibited. Do it,
Brody. You are the worst gynecologist ever. You're like, okay.
It feels good on my finger.
Yeah. I think Brody, that'd be great if you went and boned it, just and came back and tell us how you felt.
Well, aren't you supposed to?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you go in the bathroom right now, bone it, and tell us how it went.
I masturbated just a few hours ago. So
now. Can we all be honest with each other and we'll say what we masturbate to most of the time? Can we all be honest?
Yeah. I can.
We're going to go with Gino. We're going to go around. Gino, what do you jerk off to?
The LA Speedweed song.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish.
Hold on.
He loves the phone number part.
Yeah.
I guess kittens isn't a good answer.
Yeah. That's a terrible answer.
Do you have something you normally whack off to?
You know, I'm very quick on the tube sites, a 30-second. Whatever's on the front page, I just pick whatever the hottest girl is, and I go with that 30 seconds. Or, you know,
30 seconds.
Maybe 2 minutes. I don't get the long watch for the hour.
Let me ask you something. They were talking about on the Ice House Chronicles that, you know, like Eddie Iff was saying he needs porno to masturbate. I don't necessarily need it. Do you?
I'd say yes.
Okay. Vicky, what do you masturbate to?
I don't need anything. I especially don't want anything visual.
Have you ever walked on your husband masturbating?
Walked in on it?
Yeah.
Like by accident?
Like
no.
You're like, okay, hey, where are the checks? Oh, my God.
Wait. No.
What are you doing? I thought you said you were fixing the plumbing.
I am. Think about it. Wait, what have you done, though? What, like...
Well,
there was a thought.
Well, no, I mean, like I've seen it, but it was like on purpose.
Oh,
like yeah.
You know, it wasn't
so
like what's
think,
going on here. It was like this is what we're gonna do now.
Okay, so you
Which
guys
is,
watch each other.
Yeah, I mean that's happened. Yeah, we've been together like a really long time.
It's called
yeah.
mutual masturbation.
Can I ask a question here? If you did walk in on him, do you finish him off?
Ooh, Gino,
where's
a biting.
The music?
I don't know.
Where's
it's,
the music?
It's never happened. But I will say, when the fleshlight made its appearance, that was a joint venture.
Jeez. You act like the fleshlight is like chupacabra.
It was fun. It was
so
different.
Wait. He's used the fleshlight, and you're hanging out. And you guys are just
And you working on them?
Getting in there and...
Yeah, I was a part of the whole thing, yeah.
See, that's what's great.
I had two little complaints. Love the product. They give you some lube, two complaints. It's not flavored and it kind of burns your eyes. But other than that...
Shouldn't be going in your eyes.
Why are you putting it in your eyes?
I wasn't putting the lube in my eyes. You gotta think about what's going on.
It sounds like a tremendous
amount. I don't want to think about
what was going on. Let's think about this. How does it get in your eyes?
Because it was dripping down.
Oh my God! Oh. Holy shit! Holy shit!
That's right.
What an answer.
So either Vicky works the balls, or she loves her some taint. That's great. We're learning so much about Vicky.
That's
so
great.
Yay, Vicky! Guys. See, this is preparing Vicky for the serious radio show. Because she's got to be very open about everything. Because you can't go in there and be like, no, 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 no. Like when a Filipino girl is trying to choke you, you can't be like, ah, you know, like, oh, hey.
he told me I wouldn't be distracted.
No, you are.
Well, he lied.
So
clearly, he's like, hey.
You know, one of the oldest jokes in the book you hear a comedian do is when their girlfriends ask, you know, when they bust their boyfriends masturbating, are you masturbating to me? Do you think that when Lenny does he masturbate to you, or do you think he's thinking about someone else? And then my question to you, are you thinking about somebody else? And is that, whoa, is this too much?
Vicky, you just told us you got lube in your eyes from working the nuts. We're past this.
I would imagine he thinks about other people, yeah.
And do you have a problem with
that? I can confirm it.
No, not at all.
He does. Of course he does.
Does he call you up and go, talk dirty to me?
Wait, is it you?
Jesus Christ, Lenny. Come on, man. Please. What are you into? Lenny. Hold on, I gotta go. I got lube in my eyes.
All right, so you think of other people. I would love to know who you think about. Who do you think Vicky thinks about?
Oh, my God. Ugh. This is just the best.
Do you think it's comics? I think it is.
Yeah, I bet it's some comics. Yeah.
And I think it's short comedians.
What?
I think she has a thing for short comics.
You have people in mind that you're describing. That's what you're doing right
now. Yes, I have
short
a couple people.
Oh, I bet I could guess them all.
Okay, guess one.
I would rather not.
Okay.
We so need true. A name.
Are they all skinny?
What's that? They're all skinny. One's a little chubby, a little bit. But you're into the whole Munchkin gang, I think. That's what you're into. All
the Lollipop Guild?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm... You're bringing it to a weird place. I would probably say...
you
no,
just got a fucking lube in your eyeballs.
Because I'm thinking of everyone like you might be thinking of, and it's like, all these people are good looking. Are they a part of that part of my brain? Probably not.
No.
Maybe once or twice.
No. I'll answer the question since I asked it. Pornography's fun. A lot of times I'll go through my greatest hits.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if I've talked about this before.
Oh, God. Get the mop.
That's what Vicky's into. I'm into the greatest hits. I'm into my greatest sexual conquest. And I just think about it. I do the highlight reel.
No watching porn?
I do.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can't always watch porn.
Well, when you do watch porn, what are you watching?
Interracial gangbang pornography.
Okay, good talk.
When you're going through your reel,
yeah,
are you beefing it up with some stuff that really didn't happen that you're
No. See, it's my whole theory on why ethnic women don't read 50 Shades of Grey, like black chicks and Mexicans, because they just do it. Like my stuff, I don't have to beef it up because I do it. If I want to do something, I find a chick and I do it. There's no like, ooh, this would have been cool if this happened. Right. It's done. I'm like, you know what I want. You're in. Let's do it. I don't fuck around, man. I'm like, let's. I've got six things on my 2013 goals list. I've already knocked out four of them. That's how I am. I make a list. I knock it out. That's how I go. Thank you.
What have you knocked out off your list?
Well, I mean, just regular goals, not sexual goals. Just regular goals. I knocked them out. I'm very goal-oriented.
Are right. the other two things sexual that you haven't knocked off
no,
yet?
No. I've pretty much done
do you
everything
have a fuck
I've
it
wanted
list.
To do sexually, for the most part.
You're over it.
It's not that I'm over. I enjoy it, but I don't really have any things where I'm like, oh, I got to try. I've done it.
Have you ever been maced with lube?
You're not going to like it.
Yeah. That's one thing you're like, I want to try. No.
This was a horrible idea.
No, I can't believe
I got to call this fucking 800 number.
And then I was
thinking,
like, I can't even tell anyone about this, but I did.
Yeah. Oh, you sure
like
did.
Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you, are you porn?
What
or
do
you
I listen to?
Greatest,
John Mayer.
John Mayer. While you're masturbating?
I mean, I'll do porn or, you know, somebody
Mamas,
who's.
Tell your daughters.
Why that one? Why did mother have to be like the thing? Oh, that's a shame. Yeah, or like, you know, people who I want in the mix, or I'll do a little point of view porno.
Do you like point of view?
I just do.
Never understood it.
Well, that I understand it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like point of view pornography, Brody?
I like, what is that, Gonzo? Is that
point
like,
of view is when it's like the camera's supposed to be like you looking
She's
at
like,
it.
I can't believe you showed up so early. And you're like sitting there like, oh, yeah. Bitch.
I like that sometimes, but I go on the porn tubes. I used to get a lot of DVDs, but like, for example, today I went strictly on my mental accomplishments. I wanted to prove that I still had it, but I normally look at pornography, but sometimes if I have like a good talk with a girl at night, I feel like
a pep talk.
Well, you know, if a girl shows me some interest, like there may be some, I'm not disgusted by you.
Yeah,
that's all it takes for me to go home and masturbate to her.
So great.
So if you get a positive Yelp review, you're pretty much masturbating.
Well, yeah, I mean, essentially, or not negative. Like, again, I talked to a couple girls last night who were, I was attracted to both of them, and they didn't seem to be disgusted or grossed out by me, and that
but
gives...
But, Brody, I don't know why you think that girls would be disgusted by you. You're a pretty good-looking guy. You're in great shape.
I'm not in great shape. I'm in okay shape.
But your okay shape is better shape than most.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say 90% of the... Well, now with all these good-looking guys, like, I'm sober, and you know.
Right.
Those guys... So we're saying like 15, 20%. You're probably in better shape than 80% of the male comedians working right now.
I'll accept that. Thank you.
Okay.
And you're saying, why am I not with more girls, or why
I'm
am I so hard on myself?
Why
are you
so
hard
on yourself? Overthink it.
I probably overthink it, number one. I think number two is I'm really focused on comedy right now. I'm kind of...
You think they're dream killers?
No, but, I mean, you could look at it one way. One, yeah, maybe a dream killer. But number two, you could look at it like maybe she'll enhance my life. Aww. You know, I could look at it that way, like, let's struggle together.
Aww.
Or, like, maybe I just need that extra push by a strong woman in my life to get me over the top.
You need, like, a Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like, she came into Ozzy's life when he was probably addicted to drugs and down on his luck, and... Sharon came in there and straightened Ozzy out. Maybe I need something like that.
Yeah, well, we can make that. Gino can make that happen.
Make it happen.
Gino, I'd like for that to happen. If I could possibly be set up with a girl that, you know.
Gino, can you do this? Seriously, do you think. We've never asked you for a huge favor.
What if we did a dating game?
We certainly could do it. It's really, he probably does not even need any help. By him just asking, there's going to be girls that just want to date Brody.
You can email
me watching
at,
the show.
At brody@brodystevens.com.
Brody,
B-R-O-D-Y.
But I will help.
Do you feel like you could date an adult film star? Just date. Not necessarily settle down with, but just date.
Yes.
You could date a porn star.
An adult film actress.
Okay. Good point. My apologies. That was disrespectful. An adult film actress.
I believe so.
Nationality matter?
If I... Yeah, that's a great question.
She can be brunette. I prefer white.
Why?
Because I'm racist. No, I am just into soft white skin at the moment. It's kind of what I'm into.
You're going to love your take home.
Yeah. So what if we did something like that? What if we figured out a date, maybe like in 2 weeks? Maybe I can move some stuff around and...
Wait, what about right before Valentine's Day?
Maybe. Oh.
When Evan comes on and then we could do a dating thing there. But I would say let mix up the contestants. Like,
I say not
just do three adult film stars, but
no,
but not say who's who either.
A tranny, maybe?
I don't think we need to throw a tranny in the mix.
We don't have to get that because
then Brody perhaps would pick a tranny.
We could
and that would I've been down that road before.
Oh, really?
It's a bumpy road.
Let's talk about that.
I'd rather not.
I don't think you're not alone. I think you're not alone. I think a lot of people have been out there. I think more people would be. I've tried to have trannies on the show. They're impossible to lock down because I just feel that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, you know the adult film industry, tranny pornography is extremely popular.
Yes, very
it's
popular.
It's very popular that I think that it's more popular than people would want to admit. And that you had a run-in with a tranny, and by run-in you mean your penis inside her.
Did someone are, just you saying, wait, are you saying that?
I'm saying that might have happened.
Well, I'll let you know this. I went to Bangkok, number one.
Oh, ladyboys! Oh, right.
I pushed it to the limit, but I leave Bangkok knowing that I am not gay. But
can I ask you something?
I do label myself as 10% gay as a buffer and as the fact that I've allowed myself to go there and think of those things.
Would you say Bangkok made a strong man humble?
Yeah, it brought me to my knees.
Oh, my God. Best season premiere ever.
Oh, God.
Can we talk about it? Do you mind? Because I think there's people listening that would...
I'd rather not. I mean, I know that...
I don't want to bring you in your uncomfort zone. Even though in about 3 weeks I'm probably going to hook you up with a stunningly hot adult film actress.
Well, I say I'm up for that. I'm just saying I have to save some of my bombshells for my podcast.
Okay. But, you haven't talked about this on your podcast?
I haven't gone into complete detail yet. But like I said, I did announce that on one of my earlier podcasts that I am 10% gay. And I have come out with that. But for the most part, I haven't gone into specifics about what happened on those 2 weeks I spent in Bangkok.
2 weeks?
Well, I was there for...
That's a lot of experimentation.
I was there... Well, I went to snake farms. I went to malls. I went to Starbucks. I went to Sizzler.
They have Sizzler in Bangkok?
Yeah, they have Sizzler. They have Burger King. They have McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So you basically went to everything American in Bangkok?
For the most part.
Is that weird? They just do what you can do here?
Well, I could trust. I mean, I did go to some restaurants that were Thai food and things of that nature. But for the most part, I played it close to the vest. I mean, there's a lot of street meat out there. There's a lot of...
Is that what's street meat? Is that lingo?
Yeah.
It's a fleshlight.
For a tranny?
No, they're cooking stuff out on the street at all hours of the night. And, you know, people buy the food. It's a different culture there, but...
Why did you go there, Brody?
I went there to shoot a couple scenes for Hangover 2.
Oh, so you're over there, you just were like, when in Rome?
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I enjoyed myself, and I wouldn't mind going back. I can see why a lot of people move there, a lot of older gentlemen, creepy
right.
people.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, what percentage do you have to be considered bisexual?
I would say probably 35 to 40.
Okay. Do you feel that 10% at any point could go up?
I mean, it has fluctuated. I mean,
what's the highest it fluctuated to?
I mean, rumors are out that maybe 15%, but I like to say...
That's when you sell, 15%. That's when you sell the
stock.
Yeah,
you got to.
I would say the highest it's gotten is between 12 and 13%.
Okay.
I won't go as high as 15, but like I said, there has been some...
Chatter.
Some chatter.
Sure.
The chat rooms are talking.
That there has been a 15% indicator at times, and I
what would you guys think is 50% gay? What would you do to be like, well, this is about 50% gay?
Hand job.
A hand
Ooh.
Job,
which I haven't had done to me.
Okay, maybe you just beating off with her in the room, and you're
her
talking
in the room,
him, her in the room, like the lady boy. I'm like, I'm thinking that.
Oh,
you're, this
for
had
that.
To be, well, just like in general.
Well,
I
just
mean,
the fact that you're in the room with the lady boy does count for at least 6%.
That's some chatter.
That's true.
And I have clicked around on the internet before, and luckily I live alone. I don't have to worry about erasing my cookies. But there's been some sites that I'm ashamed of. But as I mentioned today, I did complete mental masturbation, focusing solely on women I've been with, and sensual women I'd like to be with, but mostly women I've been with. I go back to those times.
Are there any female comics that you are extremely attracted to?
There are a couple female comedians that I am attracted to. I can't think of any.
Can I say some names? You tell me if you've masturbated to them or not.
Oh, I probably haven't masturbated to them, but I'll say whatever comes to my mind, possibly.
Okay.
Unless it gets weird.
Sure.
Unless it gets weird.
Okay. So I'll give a couple. If you guys think of some, you guys can yell some names.
Sure.
We'll just start off. Liza Schlesinger.
She's very attractive. Yeah. Thumbs up.
Have you masturbated to her?
No, I haven't.
Okay. You guys got anybody else? Jackie Gold.
I think Jackie's pretty. I think she has a good body. I would masturbate to her.
You would?
I haven't yet.
Okay. Is she in your, like, batter's box of masturbation?
She's in the hole. She's getting her bat. She's looking for a helmet.
She's got the donut.
She's chalking her paws up.
I think I have one that nobody would ever think of, but I feel it might have happened.
Okay.
Little Esther.
No, you know, a lot of people think that. And I think there's some definite Little Esther can look sexy at times.
What about her makes you – when does she look the sexiest? When she looks really like a little girl? Is that the time you like her the most?
Well, that's getting, you know, that's getting a little creepy.
That's entrapment. That's absolutely entrapment.
But I feel that's why at some of her attraction is that people think she looks like a little girl. I think that's half the reason she's as popular as she is. Sam? Would you
agree
with
that? There's something to that.
I would agree.
See, and that's from our publicist.
Okay. So that's law.
I don't allow myself to go there with Little Esther. It's more of a older brother stepfather relationship.
Okay, that got really creepy because that was a son and a dad.
But I'm not thinking. I don't allow myself to go there sexually with Esther.
Okay, that's cool.
But I think she's getting more attractive as she's maturing.
Sarah Tiana. I think you might have masturbated to her.
You know what? Maybe I have.
Oh! Where's the ding, ding, ding? Yes. That's awesome, Brody. No one has any.
I think she's really good.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. Hot. Yeah.
Sarah's very pretty.
Yeah. She is hot. Do you tell? Okay, I don't want to go.
Go ahead.
Can we know the fantasy that you had with her?
I don't know what it was. It was just probably she.
You just rocking her?
Well, she was probably like coming on to me one night in a fun way, and I took those signals too far.
you took the work home with you.
You didn't take it too far.
Okay.
You're a man. You're successful. You're famous. She's in the same business. You're a little higher up than her. That's a natural
thing.
Maybe
you didn't take it far enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I don't like right. to. I mean. Define successful. I mean, compared to maybe to a lot of comedians.
Yeah, I think that's what success. When you would be comparing yourself to the masses of your peers, I would say compared to the masses.
I'm in the comedy masses. I'm in the top 50%.
You're beyond top 50%. I would put you in top 25%.
That's
maybe
it.
Maybe even higher.
That's it.
Maybe higher.
Well, right. You don't want to go to 15, or you're gay.
call back. Call back.
All right, who else do we got up there?
Yes.
Chelsea Peretti.
Chelsea's pretty. She has a good body.
She does have a great body.
I have not pleasured
What's
myself
better?
To her.
What do you think is better, her body or her jokes?
Jesus, no. Sam.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw her perform last night, and she did great.
Dude, that girl crushes. I would say her jokes, but her body are pretty great.
I think her face is really pretty.
I said that.
To me, that's the...
Yeah, the whole thing
What do you
pretty.
Mean? You think her stand-up is really, really stupendous?
I think she's awesome.
She's good.
She's lethal.
Lethal? Wow.
Yeah, the couple times I've seen her in the main room, she hasn't just done well. She's absolutely crushed it.
In the main room.
Yeah.
On a packed night.
Yeah.
Would I crush it possibly on a packed night in the main room?
Brody, I've never seen you not crush it in the main
really?
Room.
Really? Yes. Yeah, but I go on late at night when the crowd is thinned out.
But, you know, Brody, that allows you to do you.
I know it does, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. So I think that, I've seen you crush. She's just got – your acts are different.
And I can't compare, because when you compare, you come up short. Compare and despair. Don't do it. Just be the best you can be.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
And you crush. She's super crush. Amy Schumer. Have you thought about that?
No, I haven't.
Is it because she's not in your scene that you don't?
Yeah, I don't see her enough. I'm not physically around her enough to start that fantasy.
Jada Calaprada.
No.
Why?
She's
hot.
She's great skin, beautiful. She goes out with another comedian. I kind of just haven't gone there with that.
Okay.
You want to throw out a couple more?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the girls who might be. Jody Miller?
I think she's pretty, but no, I haven't masturbated to her.
I'm trying to think about who else there is. There's so many female. Stephanie Sambari.
I think Stephanie's pretty. I would consider masturbating to her.
Oh, is she in the hole?
She might get a
rose.
She's
not in the hole. She's not where Jackie Gold is. She's more in the clubhouse, putting on her socks.
Is she backup catcher?
Emergency catcher.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
In case the backup catcher gets injured.
Okay.
You're not going to believe what happened.
Katie. Do you know Katie that hangs out at the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Katie?
I have not masturbated to her, but she's attractive, and I think she has a great body, and she is sexy.
How about the Asian chick in the Ding Dong Show?
Aiko.
Aiko Tanaka, I think Aiko's attractive. She's cute. I have not masturbated to her.
Wow, I'm trying to.
How about Mary Jane?
Mary Jane.
She's sexy.
I wouldn't do that to Don.
You would not masturbate to another friend's girl.
No way. That's
really?
That's not right.
Really?
Uh-oh.
That's crossing the line.
That's even if they don't know? Or is it something in your eyes you just give it away?
Yeah, I mean. If you're, yeah, I mean, how long could you keep that secret that I masturbated to you? And
eventually, you just have to blurt
forever?
It out.
Right.
Look, I've been acting weird lately because I masturbated to you a couple weeks ago. So
yeah.
Sorry.
They can pick up on that. Women pick up on those pheromones, the scent.
Well, they can see in your eyes when you want to bone them.
Yeah.
Would you, do you have a problem doing that? Will you masturbate to your buddy's girl?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thought so. Just wanted to know where the line was.
Yeah. I hate to tell you, I snort that line. That's how I
do it. Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I think of that line. I'll just do a big gacker and then fucking jerk
a
off to
gacker.
My friend's girl.
A term from someone who doesn't ever use cocaine,
who,
gacker.
Yeah. I don't know what girls I've of my buddies. I would only talk about exes. Like,
you can't go with anyone on the active roster and say it out loud.
Yeah, you can't.
What about Leslie Jones?
Do you know Leslie Jones used to beg me for dick?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Back in the Dublin's day, she used to pull me aside and go, Sam, please, please, just fuck me. I will not tell anybody.
Are you serious?
I'm not lying, dude. She used to be like, please, just fuck me. Please. I'm like, Leslie, you're sweating all over me.
Oh, my gosh.
Because when Leslie goes on stage, she puts on a whole act. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's a workout. She's going Jay Fonda up there.
Yeah.
She's up there in spandex and headbands.
She looks good, though.
Yeah. I would love to watch you guys bone. I think that'd be really great. Well, you know how tall your kids would be? You would have 8'4" kids.
You know, Leslie is my age, roughly. I don't know how healthy it would be to have, you know, I'm 42 and she's in that ballpark. And if we had kids, they may be tall, but they might have like
oh, my God,
mental.
It will come out 8'4" and retarded and just have so much strength.
These guys cannot run the triangle offense. They're not understanding. Tall as shit. God damn it.
How about any of the waitresses at the Comedy Store?
There's a few cute ones there. You know, I've never gotten close enough with the waitresses there. I for some reason I have some cutoff with them. You know, I'm friendly with a few of them, but
you want to keep it professional.
I tend to keep it professional, yeah. But there are a couple waitresses at the Comedy Store that are attractive and pretty. Same thing for the Improv and Laugh Factory. They all have.
Who has the hottest waitresses, do you think?
I would say the Laugh Factory. If you had to ask me. And that's no
and
knock.
And I just did. I just asked you.
Okay. And that's not a knock on the girls of the Comedy Store or the women of
the Improv.
The Improv. I just think that Jamie hires a nice collection of women to.
Well, there's more of a turnover at the Comedy Store compared to the Improv, and especially No, the Laugh Factory has a more of a turnover than the Comedy Store. And I'm cool with that because those girls eventually become part of the whole experience. They're your friends. They did some cleaning out, and it was really hard on a lot of people to say goodbye to a lot of friends who you've been friends with for 10 years.
At the Laugh Factory?
At the Comedy Store.
Oh, really? Do you have, like, are you talking about waitresses?
Yeah. And it was a clean out, and it was really rough, and it was very sad to see.
Like, what happened to Andrea?
Yeah, it was just that part of that whole cleanup.
Who else was part of that cleanup?
Andrea?
Yeah.
She was out. I don't know, a bunch of
them. And she sold her cookies.
Yeah, and then they got rid of the cookie. And, you know, it's just business. It's just the way it is. Unfortunately, you know, young girls sell booze. You see a young girl, you want to get drunk, and you want it's just the way it is. It's the nature of the business.
That's why she got let go, you think?
I think Paulie and the gay manager at the time thought they would want to put in some guy waiters, which didn't make any sense to me, even though all the waiters who are guys there are the nicest dudes ever.
They're nice guys.
And I'm happy they have jobs. But that was like, well, there's guys working here now?
I don't think there's a problem with an older woman waitress. I think it's kind of interesting.
When you go to a bar, you know, most time it's like 23-year-old girls serving you drinks.
Yeah.
Because you want to drink more drinks.
I guess so.
Right?
Yeah, sometimes you're like the seasoned veteran.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the Snake Pit on Melrose used to have this, like, 60-year-old waitress who just didn't take anybody's
every now and
shit.
Then, yeah, no, yeah. Like,
what do you want?
Yeah. I'm getting too old for this shit. You're like, all right. Got a Murtaugh on her hands. All right.
I used to do coke with Axl Rose. What do you want? You know?
More stories, old lady.
More stories, old lady. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, ageism is a real discrimination. It's real out there. And almost every other, like, form of discrimination, at least in this country, like, there's some group dealing with it. You know, like trying to get rid of it. But ageism is a real, like, discrimination, especially in Los Angeles. There's a certain point where sometimes you feel like, what am I doing? Where's this going?
It's hard on girls, I think, too, out here. Like, when
more
getting
so.
Older.
It
yeah.
is hard.
It's
very
hard.
It's hard
for both, but for girls, I think it is hard.
But I will also say this. As hard as it is on women, they also have an out much easier than guys. In the fact, and, okay, hear me out before you get angry. Start burning bras. Go slow ahead. Your roll.
You're about to get some lube in those eyes, Sam.
It's just like they can always – I know this is going to sound crazy, but I see this all the time. You see these female comedians. You'll start with them. You'll start going – and then they just disappear. You know, you're struggling forever, and then you don't see them anymore. And they're like, I decided to go get married. And then, you know, and now they're living in this fucking fat house, driving this fat car, you know, and you're like, I'm still in this 85 Honda. I was closing out all the shows. I got nothing.
Oh, I get it. So you mean, like, they have an out, like, you can kind of get supported.
Solid severance package.
Honestly, it's like I did things the complete opposite. Most people try to get into the career first. And, like, I was done with college. I got married before I moved here. I was already married. I showed up to town married before I even tried to start with any of this shit.
You definitely, you know, hit the load. Lenny's a great guy. You did a great job.
Yeah. Well, we're really super chill. Like, I always feel like we make jokes about him all the time here where it's like, oh, Lenny's going to freak out one day and just snap. Like, no, definitely not. Like,
I mean, he gets to pour candy on half-naked strippers at shows.
Yeah, and lick it off.
Yeah.
That's a perk of being my husband.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
That is a great deal.
Yeah.
Thanks for the health insurance. Want to lick this chick? Yeah. Go ahead. Thanks for letting me
out.
Do podcasting.
Well, yeah, there
not
is
bringing home shit.
But I think you're talking about, you know, ageism and that sort of thing, and it does go on, especially here in Los Angeles. But I will say, as a comedian, and we'll say a male comedian just for the sake.
Because you're male.
And you're male. We can act, we can do radio, we can do podcasting, we can do hosting, we can do you know, we can do auctioning, we can do corporate
auctioning
events. I don't know, you know, you can do, we're lucky.
Everyone thought of that as a backup, you know, if this comedy doesn't work out, you can always
what is that?
I can always get
like,
an
can
auction.
I get $1, $1, $5? That's an option?
Sold.
Or you can do audience warm up if those gigs pop up. So I think if you're just an actor, a man actor, and that's all you had to do is audition for those, you'd probably just be like a bartender on the side, or, you know, a waiter, or do real estate, right, or do be a carpenter or something, or construction. Us as comedians, we get to have, you know, with the advent of podcasting and Twitter, there's just so many outlets for us. Not to say that they're going to be directly helping us.
Are you just saying for men or comics in general?
I'm speaking, well, okay, I'll speak for comedians in general, but more specifically, I'm talking about me and those similar to me.
Okay, all right.
I like to think that we're, yeah, there's ageism, definitely.
Yeah.
But I think as a comedian, a male comedian, we'll say, it doesn't necessarily reflect on us too much.
Okay.
Because you can be a funny comedian. You can be funny at 60.
I mean, Joey Diaz is just now blowing up, and he's 50.
Yeah, there you go.
Eddie Pepitone, how old do you think he is?
55.
Yeah, guy's full-on blowing up. Mark Maron, how old's that guy?
Late 40s.
Yeah, maybe? Yeah.
Doug Benson, probably in his mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
Don Barris, mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
Zach is in his early 40s.
Yeah.
You know, it's
same
like,
thing with adult film stars. Now with grandma porn and MILF porn, they can keep boning forever.
You know, they say, like, who would say this? Bernie Brillstein, the famous agent manager, he said.
Is he your manager?
Well, he's passed away.
Oh. So is he getting you out at all?
Yeah, he gets me a lot of auditions. But he said 20 to 40, you make your contacts, you find your voice as a, you know, entertainer, and then 40 to 60 is where you make your money. You know, that's generally the case.
Yeah.
That's why it gets frustrating sometimes when you see these 25-year-olds who are multimillionaires or a 30-year-old that's a multimillionaire.
Well, you know, it does happen because what the industry's done is they've tried to do the comedy what they did with music.
Uh-huh.
Which was make it so it's more about the look than the substance.
Yeah.
And what started that was the Last Comic Standing. When they started casting it, instead of picking the 10 best, they had to have, like, we got to have an Indian guy, a young chick, and, you know, an old man, you know.
Right.
Instead, like, who the first two, three seasons, it was like, these are some underground legends. You haven't heard of them. And they're all awesome, with the exception of maybe one or two. And this is the show. Then over time, it became we're casting a Mexican, we're casting an Asian, we're casting a chick.
That's NBC for you, diversity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's also changed what they changed what comedy was.
Yeah, definitely.
And when you get it really young, it really retards the process of growth.
I agree.
Because you change what your expectations are, your drive to do comedy, your drive to be better, when you're automatically. The problem with comedy right now in Hollywood is that people get careers before they get an act.
Yeah. That's still happening?
Well, it's slowing down, but it's still, I mean, I don't want to say names because they're friends, but they got careers before they had an act. And, you know, now with 10,000 channels, you can get a couple TV credits before you even have a couple good jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're taking up, you know, these really great spots on stage in Hollywood, and you might not have the act for it.
When you say TV credits, do you mean doing the stand-up on TV, or do you mean anything on TV?
Acting,
and then
writing,
because of that, getting...
The, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you talking about me?
No, dude.
I'm kidding.
Brody, you and I moved to LA around the same time.
2000, I came back.
Yep. You and I were here at the same time, and I saw you, like, blow up. And then you kind of had to go find yourself again.
Yeah.
And then now you're back blowing up.
Yes, push, believe, you got it.
Are you getting any groupie ass? Do you get chicks hitting on you after the show or what?
I get groupie emails more from my podcasting. I'm getting that sort of thing because on my podcast, the Stephen Brody Stevens Festival of Friendship.
Can we call that pod ass?
Pod ass. Mm. Yeah, ooh, I like that.
Can we call that?
I get pod ass.
Yeah, you need some pod ass.
But I get these girls that do email me because they... You know, they get to hear my voice and hear about my issues and what I'm going
through.
And
they're attracted to your issues?
Yeah, some of them, my honesty.
Do you follow through on any of those? Do you ever...
One girl I've returned a few emails back and forth with, but I can't say for certain that I've actually hooked up with a fan yet. I'm not looking for that, but if it does happen, I'd be open to that possibility.
If she was really hot, would you raw dog her?
Yes,
Brody?
I would.
All righty.
Would you go for the knockup, Brody, if she was like a 10?
Of course.
You'd try to get her pregnant?
Oh, really? Oh, that? Yeah. Yeah. If she was hot?
Yeah, you try and get her pregnant.
Of course.
That's so great. Can we please get Brody a date?
I don't see why not.
All right. And we also want to get Gareth. Gareth's like, dude, come on. I'm single. Let's tango. And
Let's make it happen. We're going to get all these guys up in the VIP.
I just met a great lady. Yeah. She's right there, and her knees are broken.
Gareth, what kind of chick are you looking for? I have a feeling I see an Asian in your future. I don't know why. I feel like you might like an Asian.
Sure. No, yeah,
Asian,
listen.
Latina, what are you looking for?
Those are all great races, and I'm a big fan of all the races.
Black chick? Would you date a black chick?
I would.
Yeah, I've hooked up. Yeah,
light skin, dark skin, super
preferably
ghetto.
Light.
I've hooked up with a couple black chicks, and they've been varied skin tone. I've never hooked up with, like, a girl, like, from the ghetto. I've never, like, Montagued and Capulet. Yeah, no, I've never done that, but I'd be down. Yeah. I'd be down to go to the ghetto and see what happens, sure. Yeah.
It's on.
Is this where you just drop me off in Compton, and are like, here's some rubbers, buddy, good luck. And then I'm like, can I use a phone?
And my phone doesn't have internet.
Yeah, I can't find my MapQuest.
There's no condoms in Compton.
Yeah.
They don't use those.
Yeah, okay.
EJ, they're having that baby. Let's face it. Oh, my God. Abortion clinics look like a line to a yoga class. It's just...
Oh, my gosh.
That go too far?
A little bit.
It's, it was very fast to pull that up.
Oh, thank you.
It's just pretty fast.
Thank you.
Right to the abortion.
Yeah, it's like you've thought of it before, but...
So, Brody, let's set this up. I don't know if it's February 11th too far away. I'm really excited about this. So maybe – is that too far away or do you want us to – should we give Gino some time, a month, to set up some lovely ladies?
Give him a month.
And it's right around Valentine's Day, so it could – you know, there could be a culmination of a Valentine's Day date.
Should we just do Brody or should we – Gareth will probably get laid by then.
Probably. Well,
I don't know who that was more insulting to.
No, that was insulting to anybody. I like to hook him up too. You're part of the number one show for getting laid after, and I would be very upset if you weren't getting laid because you know I would be very upset about that. I would take it personal.
Well, you should. It's an insult to you.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I'm very good at vetting out the ladies, so I'm happy to find the right ladies. That's a secret that has to be paid for. If I share that with everyone, everyone's getting laid, you know?
And that's a bad thing? No, I'm down. So you have to February 11th.
So we probably want to have some.
You
want to
put a divider. Yeah, you want to put a divider up for sure.
Find out who's the right
lady. I
don't
know if we need a divider. I feel like he should be able to see who he wants.
All right. Yeah, no, that's good too.
Well, maybe he should be able to see them and then have the divider to not know which one's speaking.
Why don't we set up like a romantic dinner on the soundstage and shoot all the dates and then we can kind of compare them.
Can we do speed dating?
That's a good idea.
Oh, my God.
What if we did
speed
that earlier?
Speed weed dating, by the way.
There he is.
Speed weed dating.
We'll do something where we do that. We'll shoot that, and we'll get somebody to edit it down, and we could show them maybe on the videos and listen to them. We'll have all the dates, and then, you know, we'll send Brody out. Maybe we'll interview the girls about what they like, what they don't like, and then we'll have Brody come in and pick the girl, and he won't know what they think about him. We'll ask him what he thinks about them. Then we'll ask them what they think about him, and then we'll have him pick one he wants.
This is a television show.
Yes.
This
we
is
can
a
edit
huge
out,
television
edit
show
out the crying.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll be fine.
So are you
I'll
down
probably
with that?
Be crying, yeah.
It's going to be a lot of editing.
Yeah, I'd be down with it.
So we'll do something. We'll bring your boy in. We'll push your show. That's on the 14th.
Yep.
And then we'll do the big Brody Stevens Valentine's Day special.
Yep.
You got it. Death Squad for life.
Bam.
Boom.
All right, well,
A very Brody V-Day.
A very Brody V-Day.
On a very special naughty show.
Did Jay just leave? JR just leave?
I don't think he left.
Where is
he?
He's probably out in the hallway.
What if the television's missing now and everything's gone? Oh.
Black guy running around our studio.
Come on. Who said that? Uncalled for. All right.
Did Milk Tyson get her pregnant?
The answer is he's still trying.
He's still trying.
It didn't work out, and he's not happy about it. So
he should be
drinking beers. That kid's going to come out, you know, mulatto. Yeah,
yeah, he's
going to
come out. Yeah.
I didn't say it,
I said that. I said to him, if she's drinking, you're going to have a retarded kid. I'm like, don't drink if you think you're going to. Ooh, are they excited about the half black, half white retarded kid that gets a brand new iPhone?
I think they certainly disappointed her mom, so they are trying harder this time.
That's so fucking crazy that the mom listened to that.
Now, is her mom hot?
I've never met her mom. I only know through because she speaks to Milk on the phone more than she speaks to her own daughter. So, so that's interesting.
So Milk is trying to work that mom-daughter threesome.
He could work it. I'm positive.
Oh. I'll tell you, the sky's the limit with him.
And it really is.
Really is.
And you got white mom, black daughter, or half-black daughter. So he's got more than one fantasy going on.
That's a multiracial.
Milk and the milk.
Multiracial threesome. That's a fun one right there.
He's living the life.
He's
what you'd call a malade à trois.
Yeah, malade à trois. That's good. Should I say interracial? I can't say mulatto.
Is
that 1970s?
We put it in a time capsule a little while ago, yeah.
Yeah. It's gone. It's dead.
But then again, if you look at what the
what are you
we're playing
showing up
in the background.
Oh, God. That's my fault. I'm sorry.
So.
All right. So, Sam Peck, thank you again for coming on.
Anytime.
You're welcome to come back anytime. And thank you. Help us, push us. Get us in anywhere to do a story on anything. How about that one?
Okay. Can you be more vague?
Yes. And we're going to talk to you about getting some girls on the show, trying to blow it up. We're trying to do some specials. I think we've sold like 15 Ashley Fire videos.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
we gotta get those numbers to translate to shirts.
Yeah,
that will be a business.
We gotta figure out something. I just gotta figure out how to push more product. But Gino, you got anything you want to push?
Well, any ladies in the LA area that are interested in dating my friends, please send an email to Gino@LASpeedweed. You should send in 3 headshots and a few nudies. Yeah. So, and we'll get you on the show. We'll push you, but someone's putting out.
Also,
yeah,
if you're headless, that'll be fine.
You gotta be ready to put out with a celebrity. That's it. Don't come in here and hold on to anything. We're looking for action fast. Fast action.
Fast action.
As Gino. Obviously.
Gino and LA Speedweed. We're all over this place. Give us a call.
You want to push anything?
Please buy a t-shirt.
Yeah. Aww.
We need this. I'm fucking really excited about all this. Now, after the show's over, I'm going to have to write down all of our upcoming events because I was just in such a...
3 big ones.
A whirlwind.
You really brought
excitement.
The wood with the announcements,
you
Sam.
You really did.
Did I?
Yeah, you fucking did.
I'm very excited, so we're going to
figure
everything.
For 6 months, you've just been blue-balling the announcements.
Yeah.
Even people on Twitter were like, are you actually going to announce something?
Yes.
Was that one of the announcements from season one?
Yes.
It just happened.
On a previous Naughty show. I have something huge I can't announce.
Last season on the Naughty show.
Brody, you want to push anything?
Sure. You can find me on Twitter at BrodyIsMeFriend. You can find me in Columbus, Ohio on January 19th with Esther, Little Esther. We're doing a show out there. You can find me on the Stephen Brody Stevens Festival of Friendship on the Feral Audio Network. You can find me doing shows on Death Squad. Check me out at the Comedy Store. Email me at brody@brodystevens.com. You can see me at the Laugh Factory and the Improv, or just knock on my door.
Wait, real quick.
Literally,
I wanna,
come over.
BrodyMerch.com and BrodyApp.com.
Congratulations. Splitsider put you your theme song that Clownvis wrote.
I saw that.
Jingle.
One of the best.
And you got podcast comeback of the year.
Comeback podcaster of the year.
That's congratulations.
All right.
It felt good. Thank
did
you.
Do we get anything?
Of course not. No.
Nothing.
We don't
nothing.
Even get mentioned.
We don't even get fucking mentioned. God damn.
Brody's pretty much the only Death Squad affiliate that gets accepted by
the
all the periodicals.
Yet we like them. What's going on, Mr. Gareth Reynolds?
I'll be on the road with Steve Byrne a lot over the next 2 months.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then you can follow me on Twitter at Reynolds Gareth. And then February 14th, tune in to MTV After Ridiculousness for a very special Failosophy. Failosophy, the title's a pun. I created it. Check it out.
Really? I work on Ridiculousness.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do the audience warm-up there.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're on the next show after?
Yeah, our show follows that.
All right, cool. What's the name of it again?
Failosophy.
Philosophy.
Failosophy.
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 Yeah.
MTV, check it out.
Viacom for life.
All right.
Yeah.
If you got After Sirius
baby.
Radio, if you got Sirius Radio, you can hear the Naughty Show on it. 103 at 8 Pacific Standard Time. Vegas, if you're in Vegas, January 17th, Naughty Show is at Final at the Hard Rock. And then on the 31st, it's the first ever gay naughty show brought to you by Flesh Jack. Holla at your boy!
Peace.
Back on the chick! What's he say?